This is Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish. With us on the phone is Brent Gloy with AgEconomist.com. And Brent, we're going to talk about tight budgets likely to persist this year in 2017. And a lot of guys are planning out there, getting ready for the new crop growing year. Many finding tight budget environments again this year. Higher crop prices and additional cost reductions likely going to be necessary to restore profitability in 2017. Let's start there. Tell us what you're seeing right now.
Yeah, Joe, again, great to be with you. I think this year when we start looking at budgets, this is about the fourth year where we're still seeing some pretty tight budget realities on most farms. And the good news is that we're starting to see some of the costs come down quite a bit. For instance, fertilizer prices have dropped a lot in the last couple of years, and that's really helping out a lot. And the downside is just that we've got really low commodity prices, which are not helping us very much.
You have large crops create low prices, and then those low prices strain budgets, and that's certainly what we saw last year and probably into this year.
You know, after a couple of years of these low prices, I think the budgets are starting to get really tight, and in particular, we've used a lot of working capital over the last couple of years that the drawdowns are starting to get pretty severe, so the financial situation has tightened up quite a bit. In large part, it's been driven by those big crops. You know, we've just had, 3 years of really big crops here recently, and that has contributed to these low prices.
Do we have too many acres contributing to our large crops? You know, the U.S. producer loves to produce things, is very good at producing large crops. Is that part of the problem?
Well, I think that the biggest overhang on the commodity markets right now is just that there are a lot of acres have come into production the last 10 years, not just in the United States, but around the world. South American producers in particular added roughly about 86 million acres of principal crops in the last 10 years, and that's going to be a big weight on the commodity markets for a while. So basically we're in the spot of, you know, waiting for demand to catch up with our productive capacity, which we have increased here not only in the U.S. but around the world. So we need more demand, and we need to really focus on cultivating those demand sources.
So what about today? What are some of the factors there contributing with our crop size and demand? What are we seeing right now if you take a snapshot?
Well, I think right now, you know, you just look across the board and almost every commodity has too much. I mean, supplies have went from too little to too much in a matter of about 4 or 5 years. And so right now we're just sitting here kind of waiting for either supplies to back off a bit or for demand to pick up. And the good news is we've seen really strong demand kind of across the globe, but we really need would be helpful to have some production setbacks somewhere, and hopefully not on any of our listeners' farms.
Let's wrap it up and talk about what do we need to be looking for in this type of environment.
You know, the standard advice applies. Now is really time to focus on that cost structure. Get your cost down. We are seeing some of it on the variable cost side with things like fertilizer prices and fuel prices have come down. But we need to also be looking at capital investment and cash rents and other things that can help us improve that cost structure. So focus on getting your costs of production down to levels that we can make profits at prices somewhere around where we're at today.
All right. Thanks, Brent. Brent Gloy with AgEconomist.com. You can read through the whole blog this week. Very interesting reading. Go to AgEconomist.com. And if you'd like to hear this program again, go to the podcast page at RuralRadio.com. I'm Joe Gangwish.